Good morning, Facebook. Today is the 5th of October, Monday morning. Hope you're having a good week so far. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning here, getting close. Pineville. Call upon me in the day of trouble. And we are in the day of trouble. Our nation is in trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15. Are we calling upon Christ in the day of trouble? There's a promise associated with that. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15. I'm waiting momentarily for YouTube to come on board. It's a little slow this morning. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Having a little problems going into YouTube this morning. I don't know what's going on. Well, we'll just continue to broadcast. Thomas Timothy, I see your remarks. We will keep you and your family in our prayers. Many are going through struggles right now. God knows what we're going through, and he knows what we have need of. So we will remember your family this morning in our prayers. Jacob said unto his household, let us arise and go up to Bethel. I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress. Let us arise and go to Bethel. Who answered me in my day of distress, and was with me in the way which I went. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I on the name of the Lord. Many times when we are cast down, when we don't understand what's going on in our lives, why we seem to be going through these troubles and sorrows and tests and trials, best time to call upon the Lord. There's no better time to call upon Him than in times of sorrow and distress. And He will not forsake His own. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. Be thou not cast down, my soul. Psalmist asked the question, why art thou cast down, my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. When we're cast down, when we're we find ourselves disquieted, when we find ourselves unable to cope with the problems of this world, we have a anchor of the souls, both steadfast and sure. You know, and so we can call upon Him in the day of trouble, and He will hear us. And still having problems getting into YouTube this morning. I don't know what's going on. I'm using a different computer this morning, and it's always worked in the past when I've tried to use it, so I'm not sure what's going on. We'll see what happens here. When technology works, it's great, but when it doesn't work, it's not so great. So, there we are. So now we're back live on YouTube and Facebook now. And for those on YouTube, we've entitled this video, Call Upon Me in the Day of Trouble and I Will Hear You. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, some men counted slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The ones that He's not willing that any should perish are usward. To those of us who've been given the grace to believe the gospel, well, I'm glad the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Revelation 19:6. Job said, I know that thou canst do everything. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed. There be more with us than be with them. Psalm 27 and 2 Chronicles 32:7. There's more with us than be with them. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. There's none to fear when He is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ, there is victory. There's more with us than be with them. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in Thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle arrayed, but with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. We're certain He's won the day. There's nothing too hard for God. And God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Hebrews 1:1-2. Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for Thy servant heareth." So we call upon the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and it is safe. So regardless of what may be going on in my or your life, let us remember that Jesus Christ is on the throne, and He remembers His own. Though trials beset us, He never will leave us alone. And you know, people try to get all contingencies in their life covered by insurance. The only real insurance is what Christ provides for you. If you're one of His people, predestinated and blood-bought, freely pardoned and forgiven, and by the Holy Spirit taught, the greatest insurance plan is eternal life, which God gave His people before time began. Thank You, Lord, for giving me eternal life amid all this strife. When evil is so prevalent, You could cut it like a knife. When Satan and his minions mock me and say I'm doomed, I see Your hands and feet and view the empty tomb. I can never thank You enough for dying in my stead. I have eternal life, not damnation instead. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that His Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from His kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and He did fulfill all that His Father required. Christ said, "Peace, be still." So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, "It was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity to fulfill His perfect will." We are often exhorted by others to be encouraged. The question is, where does courage and encouragement come from? It certainly does not come from us. Encouragement comes from the source of all things, and in Christ we should only trust. If we trust in ourselves to keep ourselves encouraged, we will ultimately only be discouraged, for in Him we live and move and have our very being. So our Creator and Redeemer, Savior, will our encouragement bring. Have you ever thought about why you are here? Was it just fate? Have you ever wished you had never been born, and this present life you've grown to hate? I had someone recently tell me they were going to take their own life. This person said she was tired of all this strife. Life can be a bitter pill and can cut you like a knife. But there is an answer for sinners in God's holy word. When you suggest this to some, they think it absurd. They might say, this would never work for me to see what God should say in light of eternity. Only God can reveal himself to lost souls. He does their destiny, their future controls. I told this angry person who threatened to take her own life that she could only do it if God had ordained this plight. There are many things that I don't understand, but I constantly must affirm he has the future in his hands. And we have the wonderful news contained in God's word, how he came to die for the sheep that are of God's herd. Before creation, it was determined by the Father and the Son that Christ would die for his people. The price has been paid. It is done. This is the greatest news for those lost and dead in sin, that Christ has come and died to purchase eternal life for them. For all that the Father had given will come to him. I'm glad God's mercies are new every morning, each day. This gives the child of grace comfort along the way. Without the continued mercies of God, we would be hopelessly helpless to praise and laud our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. Thank God that His mercies and grace shall never end. Well, God, in His mercy, has builded up Zion. Zion's walls will stand forever because God has built her up. He has suffered greatly for having drunk of the most bitter cup. Her walls are sustained by the greatest architect of all time, secured by the purchase of the most sublime. She has been maligned, attacked, ridiculed, and cast down, but her master builder holds a scepter and wears a crown. Christ is the King of kings and Lord of lords and sustains her with love, sent from the Father from heaven above. Zion's walls will stand forever, her walls are secure, and God's blood-bought people will be eternally secure. Well, let us remember that our daily trials will soon be over with. They will soon cease. Daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest, when this world shall pass away and we're no longer in distress. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, and in the arms of our Heavenly Father, will bring boundless joy, I am sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with Him, who gave Himself a ransom and died for His people's sins. No more daily trials to plague and give us grief. We now have reached eternal glory, the place of eternal relief. Daily trials will soon cease when my soul will take its flight, never again to be awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the test of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease, and I won't remember the past, for my tears will all be wiped away, never again to last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within His arms. Daily trials are now over. I can now see His charms. Well, when I look at the beauty of the earth with all its majesty, I can't help but be reminded of how the Creator died for me on the cruel tree. The very tree He made just for the sacrifice and placed there, He paid the price for me. I'm sure the beauty at Mount Calvary was serene when the Redeemer hung there in agony and pain. But on resurrection morning, the beauty must have burst forth with all the glory of our Savior, and all creation clapping its hands in praise, showing him its pleasure. Yes, the beauty of the earth reveals a mighty Creator and King, and most importantly, the angels in heaven sing, worshiping the Lamb that was slain. He our redemption did bring. Well, I want to read a couple more of these poems before we part company this morning, this short time we've had together. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for his amazing grace. To come and die for a sinner like me, my praise should ring out for eternity. Lord, help me to be ever thankful for what you have done for me. Dying for me, the purchase is done. It was not completed without the awful cost of the most bitter agony you experienced at the cross. Please always help me remember what you did for me when you suffered and died at Mount Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for his amazing grace. Well, the last one I want to read this morning is called The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.